Bienvenidos a Refrescando el Alma. Devociones para inspirar su camino con Dios. He aquí su anfitrión, Félix Delgado.
If you have your Bibles with you, go with me to 1 Kings. 1 Kings, and we're going to go to chapter 17, and we're going to start reading in verse 8. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified version because it's easier for me to read it that way. There's some doubts and do's and I am so nervous this morning. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 17, verses 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So he set out and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks for firewood. He called out to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a jar so that I may drink." As she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in the bowl and a little oil in the jar. See, I am gathering a few sticks so that I may go in and bake it for me and my son, that we may eat it as our last meal and die." Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said. Just make me a little bread from it first and bring it out to me. And afterward, you make one for yourself and for your son. For this is what the Lord God of Israel says: the bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty, until the day that the Lord sends rain again on the face of the earth." She went and did as Elijah said, and she and he and her and her household ate for many days. The bowl of flour was not exhausted, nor did the jar of oil become empty, in accordance with the word of the Lord, which he spoke through Elijah. I want to bring your attention to the words of the widow. But she said, verse 12, "As the Lord your God lives." She recognized who Elijah was. She may not know his name. She may not know much about him. But on those days, the way that the prophets dressed themselves, it was unique. And anybody can point and direct, "Oh, that's the prophet of God." So she recognized the man that is in front of her. But she said, "Only handful of flour in a jar, in a bowl, and then little oil in a jar. Tell your neighbor, you got enough." I'm hoping he believes you. Because you got enough for a miracle. You got enough for a miracle. My subject this morning, you have a choice. You have a choice. Bless us, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the words of the Spirit find a place in our heart, O Lord. Find faith in our heart to do what you willed in this place, in Jesus' mighty name. You may be seated. You have a choice. A man by the name of Kerry Yang said, "Change is inevitable. Misery is optional." Some people imagine that it is possible to live life without change. We cannot live and not have change. Therefore, to live is to experience change. And any thought that we can avoid a change in life is pure illusion. I can try to resist change and stay as I am or release that resistance that will hinder the fullness of what God has for me and just rise and go after it. Why? Because I have a choice. We all have a choice. We all choose to live life in a different way, but we have a choice. And I choose the life-changing experience of the Spirit of God. I choose Jesus. I choose the change that He can bring up to me, because He has promised me that He will give me eternal life and that He will be with me always, that I don't have to do it by myself, but He will be beside me all the way for the rest of my life. And I have a choice. Jesus did not die for nothing. He died for all of us. And when I said all of us, I'm not meaning the Pentecostals. I'm meaning the human, the man and woman of this world. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter how you live in life. He died for all of us. He gave His life for all of us so we can have His life. He died my death so I can have His life. He gave something in exchange for me to have His life. He gave me a choice. So today, I'm making a choice. I'm making and I'm choosing that choice. I'm making my decision. I want all that God has for me, so I can just keep going the way I've been going until today. I have a choice. He has put a choice in front of me. I must choose blessing, or I must choose condemnation. I want nothing that will hinder the fullness of what God wants to do for me. So I gotta let it go, whatever it is. I gotta let it go, because if I had my hands full, I cannot grab what He's given to me. I have to let it go. I have to empty myself to be able to hold what He's given me, because what He has for me is way better than what I can hold on my hands, because it's coming from Him. It's a gift from God. So we have a choice. We have the choice of experience the life-changing power of the Holy Ghost experience in me. I have a choice. I can get that experience today, or I can leave it for some other day. The Holy Ghost is real. God is real. The Spirit of God is real. We don't dance because we want to dance, though. We dance because we are grateful that He found us. And we have joy, an unspeakable joy, and full of glory. And that glory is His presence, because I cannot do anything without Him. I cannot walk without Him. I cannot reject sin without Him. I cannot rejoice in my infirmities without Him. I cannot praise Him in my pain without Him. So I have a choice. I gotta let it go. I gotta let it go. Heaven is better. I gotta let go to this world. But you don't understand the situation. I mean, you're right. I don't understand. The only thing I know is that he can do whatever you need in your life doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know about that power. I know that power that can free any man from drugs. I got experience that power. He freed me from the drugs. He freed me from the alcohol. He freed me from witchcraft. And I'm here standing as a testimony that if he did it for me, he can do it for anybody. This morning, I'm not better than you. I'm not better than you. I just have a choice. So I gotta let it go. Because I want to serve God with an open hand. I have to serve him with an open hand. Trusting him with all that I am. I cannot live without him. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, you must make a decision. You have a choice. He said it. If you want to be my disciple. He didn't say if you're thinking it or contemplating it. No. I think it'll be a good idea to be Jesus'. No. He said if you want to be my disciple. If you make your mind up about it. If you want to be my disciple, you must first deny yourself. Take up your cross daily. And follow me. We have a choice. In everything, we have a choice. Nobody in this place can save you. Nobody in this place can change you. We cannot do anything for you other than guide you and point out to you who can change you and who can transform you. We don't have the power to change you. You have to make that choice for yourself. You have to let him know that you are making that choice. So you have a choice. Because God has commanded, come now and let us reason together. Saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You have a choice. I have a choice. Every single day, I have a choice. Every single moment presented with the choice, hey, let Jesus go, you know, for a little bit. Let's enjoy the fruits of the world, you know, the entertainment that we have this way. I have a choice. Hey, man, come on. You want to be with us, man? You got to try this. You have a choice. Nobody can obligate you to commit a crime. You make the choice. Oh, they push me. No, you make the choice. You choose to do that. You and I have a choice, like the widow in the story. She had a choice. Somebody might say, oh, but God told the prophet that he commanded her to do it. Yeah, it's Bible. He said it. He put it on her heart. But still, she has to choose. It don't matter how much word God give you. It won't do anything if you don't choose to obey it. It won't bring anything if you just contemplate it. Oh, I'm going to heal you. I'm going to heal your body. Okay, Lord. When you going to heal me? I already told you I'm going to heal you. You make your choice. Did you know that we cannot get anything that we don't give? If I want Jesus' life, guess what? I had to give him my life. I cannot have two lives in me. That'll be messed up. That's like darkness and light living in you together, coexisting, having fellowship all the time. So you have the excuse that I don't want to be a saint today. Let me do something bad today. I got to be either on this world or seeking for the world that's come. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on me as it is in heaven. I still have a choice. So he get the word of the Lord. He started his walk. And at the entrance of the city, there's this lady just picking up some sticks. So he's following what God says. It's not a coincidence that she was there exactly when the prophet got to the gates of the city. God orchestrated everything that is happening in this moment. And he just called her. Let me try her spirit. Can you bring me a little bit of water? He have a choice. She have a choice. Hello, I'm busy. You know, I'm doing something here. I cannot leave what I'm doing to give you water. No, but the Bible showed us that she stopped what she was doing to get him water. So I'm thinking, Elijah said, this is the lady. Miss, before you go, can you bring me a little bit of bread too? I didn't have a chance to get breakfast this morning. Can you bring me a little bit of bread? And that's when everything stopped. Because she knows who he is. As the Lord your God lives. What she's saying, man of God, I'm sorry I'm disappointed you, but as you can see, I'm just collecting some few sticks because all I have is a bowl of flour and a little bit of oil in the jar. And I'm just going home to make my last, for me and my son, our last meal because we're going to die. We won't have anything to eat. We will die. And the prophet said, don't fear. Do not fear. Do not fear. You know, you guys have been through so much. And there's been some times when you guys thought that we just have a little bit. This is not going to be enough. But God heard you. God heard you. And God knew that whatever you have, it was be enough for him. That's why you are where you are right now. He was waiting for the decision maker. And he was going to bring you, Sister Laura, he was going to bring you to the fulfillment. He haven't done with you yet. So just hold on. Just hold on. Hallelujah. Because that's how we feel sometimes. I just have a little bit. I don't have much. And when we speak about this, everybody's mind goes, my bank account is so low. No, we're not talking about your money. We're not talking only about your money. It's your prayer life. It's how much word is in you left. It's how much oil is in you left. It's how much strength is in you left. And we just think about that. And we just say, I got so much, so little, so little, so little. I don't think I'm going to make it at the end of the week. I think I'm going to make it. I don't think I'm going to make it to the next service. I think I'm not going to make it to the finish line, God. And he knows. He knows you only have just a little bit, but that little bit is what he needs. This is going to be a word of revelation for some of you. She spoke about flour. Flour equals bread. Bread equals the word of God. She spoke about a little bit of oil. Oil. In this scripture, it's the little bit that she have to make fire. Fire. It sounds familiar. the fire of the Holy Ghost. That's all he needs. That word, that little bit of flour in you, that little bit of oil in you, because the glory is not going to be for us and not going to be from us. It's going to be for him all the way, all the way. I may God dragging myself on the floor. I may trying to get there, but he knows. He knows the little bit that I have. He knows how much I have. He knows I make the choice that whatever it takes, Lord, whatever it takes, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Because you are my source. You are my strength. She didn't thought about it. But you know what's the great thing about that? That she was honest with herself and with the man of God. How you doing? Oh, I'm blessed. Thank you, Lord. And I'm dragging to the house of God. But I don't want them to know that I'm going through some pain. That I'm going through some suffering. That I just have a little bit of strength. I just have a little bit of oil and I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to make it. And we need to be honest. We need to be sincere. Because even sometimes when we go in prayer, we don't even tell God how we feel. We just think, no. I don't want God to think that I'm wicked. Oh, what if I'm something else? He's my father. He is your dad. You can tell him anything. He's not going to be sitting with the angels. Did you hear Jerry what he said this morning? Do you hear what Benjamin was thinking about? No, he's not gonna do that. He's gonna keep it in his heart and he's gonna supply whatever you need according to the riches in glory. He's not lacking of power. He's not lacking of power. He's not lacking of power. He's still God. He's still God. No matter what situation are we going through, he's still God of all. I got to be honest. And I'm telling you, I've been scared. I've been nervous this whole week. Some of the brethren know. I text them. I need prayer, man. I need prayer. I'm preaching on Sunday because I don't want this to get the glory. I want him to do whatever he needs to do in this place. I want him to search and find that sheep, find that weak sheep, find that crooked sheep. Find that strength that is needed in this place. Oh, hallelujah. We try for ourselves and nothing works. What about making that choice this morning of letting him do what he needs to do in us? What about making that choice this morning? Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I tried to do it by my own and it didn't work. I choose you. So you and I have a choice to make today. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. God is ready, but he's ready for the now, not for tomorrow, for now. Stand with me. Decisions can come. I want you to just lift your hands, close your eyes. Nobody praying, nobody making noise. Feel that emptiness. That's the way your soul sometimes feels. You don't even know what you need at the moment, but He knows. And most of the times when we are in His presence, this is how we have to be, in silence. Because when you and I come to His presence and we are kneeling before Him, you know what happened? The attention turns on Him. Angels keep quiet. That's the word of the Lord. You have a choice this morning. You have a choice this morning. Why don't you make that choice in this altar this morning? Step from wherever you are and make that choice. The word of the Lord has spoken. The door is open. Come in, come in, come in, come in, come in. Come in. You have a choice. You have felt it in your heart. Don't deny it. You have a choice. You have a choice. Hallelujah.
Gracias por escucharnos. Para más información, visítenos en www.iglesiarea.com. Dios los bendiga.